1 Romeo Delta monitoring.
Alpha 1 station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for coming back. Yeah, the call is AA1RD, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. The name is Bob here in Piedmont.
1RD, is that correct, sir?
So that is correct, and if I could get your call again and your name?
Chad, call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. And I got my wife in the vehicle, KO4RYP. We are headed to do Christmas with my mother in Piedmont. So what you up to today, Bob?
First of all, I hope you have a safe trip and a wonderful visit with your wife's mother or your mother. And I'm up in the shack today. I had a little unfortunate incident yesterday where I think I may have fried the output amplifier of my ICOM 7300. So I'm kind of licking my wounds today and running on a Yaesu as a backup.
What happened?
I was using the ICOM 7300 as an exciter to drive an old 1950s Collins 30L1 kilowatt amplifier, and it was all wired properly and all, but there's a bit of a timing issue where the 7300 has to indicate to the Collins when it is transmitting and when it is receiving. And in that process, I think there may have been a glitch in the relay of the Collins that caused a pretty big surge of energy to be floating around in the shack. Anyway, that's the hypothesis at the moment. Over.
That's unfortunate. I hope you didn't damage things, but I can definitely see where that's possible. But did you have a good Christmas, or maybe Santa Claus needs to come and visit you again? Now that you maybe got a damaged radio, maybe he needs to come back.
I was going to give him a shout out on the radio, but I didn't have a radio to shout out with. Anyway, I had a great Christmas. My wife Anita and I had a quiet Christmas yesterday. We really enjoy spending time together, and it's been kind of a chaotic second half of 2021. We just moved up here to the area from Charleston, and so the last 4 months has been consumed with packing and unpacking and moving, etc. Over.
Man, I absolutely hate to move. I mean, I hate it. And it just seems like, you know, something happens with all the boxes. It's kind of like the more you move out, when you go back and get more, it's kind of like they're growing or something. They never seem to end. It's just you take two out, and then when you come back, there's five more. So I understand that. But so you've got a one call. So where'd the call come from?
It's to be Kilo November 4 Zulu Kilo Mike KN4ZKM. But I took the amateur extra exam. I'm trying to remember now exactly when. Can't remember, but it's been within the last 6 months. I took the amateur extra, and when I got my extra, I decided I would go for a vanity call sign. And my initials are RD for Robert Dillon. And so AA1RD was available, and I put in for it, and I was given that new vanity sign. Over.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's really neat. Oh, man. Well, I went and got my amateur extra, two, 3 months ago, I guess. And I just can't part with my call. I mean, it doesn't have any meaning as far as, you know, what my name goes for anything. And it's really, you know, not that catchy. But it was the one that was issued, and I've decided I'm gonna keep it. Now, if I, you know, get into CW or something like that, I may have to change it. But for now, you know, KO4NUE is, I guess, just I just kind of like it, so I think I'm gonna keep it.
Sounds like a great idea, Chad. I wonder if you and I went to the same. I wonder if we went to the same exam session. It was up in North Carolina. Boy, my memory is going these days. But it seems to me that there was an exam session that was tied to a ham fest. Was it in Shelby or something? I can't remember. Over.
So now we're at the Shelby Ham Fest, and I had my technician and was thinking about upgrading to a general. So and she was going to take the technician with me at the Shelby Ham Fest, but we chickened out. we just weren't very well prepared to take it at Shelby, but we considered it. No, it wasn't Shelby. It was Waynesville Ham Fest. Right, we didn't. Waynesville. But if you took it there, had to be probably Waynesville, because I'm not sure Shelby had a testing session there. Or I can't recall. But yeah.
Anyway, it's nice to be here in Piedmont in upstate, having moved from the low country up here. We love it. We love the people. It truly is God's country. And so we're very thankful to be here and looking forward to meeting a bunch of hams and participating in the club and et cetera, et cetera. So if I have a bunch of electronic equipment and stuff. I'm formerly an electrical engineer, but I'm retired now, and I've got a laboratory full of equipment down in Charleston where I just store a lot of equipment, and at some point I want to get rid of a lot of it and possibly give it to a school. So I'll be checking around and see if there are some schools in the area that might need electronic test gear to teach their students. Anyway, I better let you go. I'm chewing your ear off, as I always do. Such a pleasure to talk with you, Chad, and my regards to your wife and you. Enjoy this beautiful 77-degree Fahrenheit day, the day after Christmas. Over.
I met you on the Wednesday night, Gary's, where he sells things on the net, and I shot you an email because I was the one that wanted some of the equipment to go to the Cyber Academy for tutorials, but never got an email back, or I typed the wrong one, which is possible, very possible. But that's where I have met you, the swap net, through Gary. Name is Chad, remember?
Well, you look me up, AA1RD, on QRZ, and my email address should be there, and you send me another email to that address, because I did not receive your email, or if I did, it went into the trash or junk mail, because I was looking for it. So you try to reach out to me again, and I'll be monitoring this repeater periodically over the, you know, starting now, and we'll talk about equipment donation to a school, because that would please me very much. I'll let you go. I'll sign 73 to you, sign and 73 to you, Chad, and have a good afternoon, and thanks for coming back to my monitor call. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear with KO4NUE on your final, Chad.
My pleasure. It really has, and I'm headed toward Piedmont to be with my mother. So, I enjoyed the QSO, and I'll definitely be in touch. KO4NUE and AA1RD. I'll be clear, sir. Merry Christmas, and be safe.
N0TR.
4CBA.
Hi, Chad. Hi, Dave. Chad, how'd you like them bears that was out in my backyard?
Nothing like that for my life. Four bears in your location. That is absolutely incredible.
Go ahead, Dave.
What I want to know is, did you get you any bear meat?
Oh, no, it was a mama bear and three little ones. And my cameras are right there at the back of the yard. And Tim's, my neighbor's, is about, 10 yards maybe to the west. And I think it was Friday night. If memory serves me right, I still got the SD card and I saved a couple of them. They put out corn by the deer stand. They haven't hardly been hunting it, but they do on occasion. And anyways, there was a bear come up, and, well, his son-in-law deleted the last SD card, darn it. But I've got them with some of that corn that they'll eat for the deer in their mouth. But they had one with the bear, the big bear, standing up with a piece of corn in its mouth. I'd love to have that one. But I got a picture of Mama and the three babies around that, it's a big tube that just feeds down corn, and then they throw ears of corn out, Dave. I was surprised, Chad. There'd been one bear down there about a year ago. But you know what? We didn't have bears up there in Kansas, Chad. Over.
I'm out. I'm in a black hole here, but KO4NUE, Dave and Tom, I'll be safe. We'll be clear.
Okay, Chad, you just come out of it there, but go ahead, Dave.
Well, jump back in there if it clears up there. And so what are you up to, Thomas? How's no good?
I'm sitting here listening to some Eddie Rabbit, and I tumbled some cartridges, 9mm, and I was finishing loading some 357s for my son-in-law to take back to Michigan. And I got sidetracked, and I got a French cooking iron that my neighbor sandblasted for me. He only had it a year. But I wasn't in no hurry. I had another one. And I just painted the top and bottom because he wasn't supposed to sandblast that. It was chrome-plated. But it'll be all right. Who cares? As long as he didn't mess up the place where you make the cookies, you know. And I'm kind of a divorcee or a lonely man today. Bernice went with the daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter from Michigan. And they took the car and went down to Frankie's Fun Park, and they're playing miniature golf with my other daughter and all their family. So it's been a wonderful weekend, and wow, some wonderful food. Had prime rib last night and all the trimmings down at Amy's house. We're very blessed, Dave.
I'm glad to hear that, and yeah, we had all the, my my daughters and the grandchildren there yesterday evening, and so we really had a good time, and it was good to have everybody there. The only person that wasn't there was my sister. She's up in Maggie Valley, but she was with her sons, I couldn't blame her there. And one of them's named after me, so poor fella. But anyway, thank goodness he's better looking, but I have the kind of a mixed feelings tour here. I'm going to a friend of mine called. His mom's dying, and they're gonna pull the ventilator, and he wanted me to come up and have prayer with them. At Memorial, and so his pastor's out of town, so I told him I'd be glad to. We used to play in a praise band together, and so that's where I'm headed.
This is Gerald T.R. That's mighty nice of you, Dave, and I do not envy that chore. It's like the police officers and highway patrol that have to do notifications, or the military. I think it's one of the worst jobs in the world, but in another way, it's a blessing to have such friends, and he thinks enough of you to ask you. So that's nice. Bad time of year for that too, Dave, as you well know. Well, I just want to catch Chad. He told me to be careful around them bears. Now listen, I ain't getting between a housewife and her children, let alone a bear and its cubs. It's an Gerald T.R.
KO4 EQE, I'm back, Tom.
Pick her up, Chad.
How long have they been there? I mean, I know that's a crazy question. I mean, have you seen any sign of them up to this point?
I'll break in front of you there, Dave. Sorry about that. But, Chad, I think they got them a couple of times. And, you know, I noticed the deer when they were, and there was fox, one or two foxes come in front of mine. And the deer didn't come up last night in his backyard. And he said they had been. He said, shine a spotlight out there and just look. So I shined it out there two or three times just for the fun of it. I like to see them. And wasn't nothing there. But while I was in that game camera, when they come up to eat, they kept putting their head up on alert, you know. And I think it was because they were catching scent of those bears, and they left shortly afterwards. But I don't know if a bear would bother a deer. Tim told me that he thought they didn't eat meat and stuff like that. They ate, they were not an omnivore, in other words. But you'll have to fill me in on that, because I just don't know. I consider them as eating people when I see them, so I leave them alone. Go ahead, Dave.
People think they're cute and everything, but, man, they'll tear you up. So you'll think cute when they get a hold of you. You want to keep your distance. But that's kind of interesting. We had a bear, actually, a cub, in our, right behind our fence, in kind of a common area in our subdivision there up in Travers Rest, and we've had a guy said he was next door, said he went out to pick up his paper, and he heard this noise, and he turned around, and this doe came running by him, just a galloping. So, right through the North Cliff subdivision. So, must have been headed down to the creek there. Go ahead and pick it up, Chad.
fellas. Hey,
Chad, we did hear you say you're getting in a bad place, so we'll listen out for you and leave some space in there. You take care, buddy. And nice to hear you this morning. KO4NUE and 0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
CBA. Well, I turned on the HF rig last night, and you know, I've been up in Maggie, so it's been about 3 days since I've been on HF, and I was missing it. So of course I was gonna check in, or I did actually check into the I can't think. I'm looking at a green Army green Corvette with no hood, and it's a kind of a late model. It's kind of weird. Anyway, I'll get back to what I was talking about. And so I checked into the 3915 sideband net, and then I went down and I got down to 12 meters, or up 12 meters, and heard a guy on there, and he was from Indio, California, West Coast town, and never heard of it, but I thought he said India at first. I thought, India, I know that ain't right. And so but anyway, Indio, California, so on 12 meters, and I looked, I think that's my first QSO on 12.
Let's come back, Dave. Midday, it really gets good. 17 is a nice place for QSOs also. I always enjoyed that, and I did a lot of CW on there. Dave Watson said, I hear you on CW all the time, Tom. But we're within ground wave distance of each other. Oh, he told me that many years ago. But, well, that's nice. I've never heard India on 12, but I do hear them on 20 meters pretty often. And the gentleman there, of course, his call, I think it's Victor Uniform. I can't remember the rest of it. I've talked to him on rare occasions, but he doesn't want just a 599 on CW. He wants to have a conversation, and his webpage makes that very clear. And there's not a lot of guys that can carry on a conversation. I guess there is, but few and far between compared to the ones that can send 599, put it that way. But I've talked to him, and his signal's usually very weak down here. But you'll see a Victor Uniform ahead of it, if I remember rightly, and I'm going by memory right now. That's a part of the world that's pretty hard. You can do it. I've done it on wires, but it is... nice to make a QSO on there anytime, Dave, especially now. But 20 is, oh gosh, I've had sideband conversations all over Europe and the Ukraine and Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, all up in that area here a few days ago. It seems like it's sporadic. One day it'll be there, and the next day there's nothing.
I'm on 17 a good bit, I talked to several people on the West Coast there on 17, and I don't think I've heard any. Anyway, I haven't talked to anybody over the Big Pond lately. I just haven't heard anybody, so for a while there I thought it was the wrong man, but I think it's doing well. It's just you know, conditions, so I'm not on the radio at the right time.
Send 0TR. Well, I don't talk a whole lot on sideband, but I do if it's there and it's a good signal. There was one from South Africa the other day. It was just like a telephone call, and he remembered me, and we'd worked CW before. But a lot of times they'll shock you. They'll see he come up and he says, "Hi, Tom, how you doing today? Nice to work you again," you know. And they do that because they got QRZ in front of them just like you and me. But you don't figure that when you work in some of the odd countries. Well, this was on the 24th, and it was a 1615 Zulu, so it was during the day a couple hours ago. And I worked Ronan in a mobile in Ireland, EI2IJB. And I always like to work the mobiles if you can. And I work Golf Mike 8, Oscar Fox Quebec, Jeff, from the GEOFF, on the island of Hoy in the Oakland Islands in Scotland. That's what it counts. And then that was sideband, and I worked sideband to Jack in France on sideband. Then I went to CW, then I went back to sideband and talked to a gentleman in Belgium. And then I went back to 12 meters and talked to CW to Curico. Last night there wasn't much on. I did hear, of course you hear North and South America all the time, but I did work a guy in our radio club, Argentina, because I was bored. And then I shut it off. But at any rate, but it's enjoyable here. Everything's quiet. And you know, it's how it is when you got company, and they've been here since Wednesday, I guess. And I hope their flight plans don't get disrupted, because, man, I'm telling you, a lot of them are. I might add this, Dave. I saw this morning, I flipped through some of the news on the computer there, which I don't do every day, and it said there was a ship pulled into Cuba that had been out to sea because of the Omicron virus, and that ship had been vaccinated. Now, they're saying conditions are mild if you've been vaccinated, but take that with a grain of salt as to how contagious it really is. This is Zero GR.
Yep. Well, my wife, I don't know if you hear me talking about it, she just had the booster, and she had a time with it that night. She was running 103 degree temperature. Thanks for it. Kind of peaked out. So, anyway. Well, I've arrived here, so I'm going to sign with you and run on in. He said he wasn't going to be here till 2, and then he texted me and said he'd looked at the sign wrong. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know what he was looking at, but anyway, I could understand that with the, you know, what he's going through here. So, anyway, I'll say 73s, and we'll talk to you later, KB4, or in 0TR, KB4 CBA.
He's blessed to have you for a friend. 73's Dave. And I gotta run outside and pick up my stuff that I just painted and then come back in and get busy. I just heard you and Chad, or I heard Chad in there, and it was nice to hear you too. Take care, Dave. KB0 CBA. KB0, KB4 CBA.